Welcome to a victory reaction Tuesday in the National Football League as your Houston Texans get a, wait, what does this score say? 30-6? That can't be right. 30-6!
I thought it was 7-6.
Belt to ass victory.
Long time.
Over. Yeah. How you like that, John Lopez? You said they couldn't do it.
What?
I vividly remember.
I believe I picked the Texans.
Over a week ago today.
To win the game.
John Lopez said that this game, there are some games that, you know, they say are going to be close, and then they just end up ballooning out to being not close. But not this game. This game was going to be a slobber knocker. There was no way. This was going to be a 17-14 proposition. 30 of them things, John Lopez.
Well, thank you, defense.
30 of them things.
Thank you, defense. You know, there are so many times over the course of a season, any season, football, basketball, baseball, where you kind of get swept up in the moment.
Yes.
You know, everybody does it.
Oh, is this what we're doing here?
No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
I am not swept up in the
moment.
Did
you hear him trying to set up?
Yeah.
Trying to set up the backpedal?
I am 100% hand to God, not swept up in the moment. I always hesitate to do this, but I have been watching and doing this for a long time. 41 years as of January 1st.
That's a long time.
I have been in this business. This is the year.
Uh-oh.
This is the year. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can absolutely. I want people to embrace it. Don't like, oh, don't jinx it.
Yeah.
don't run away from it. I want you to embrace it. I want you to appreciate it. I want you to understand that these things don't happen very long. This is something you're going to tell your kids and grandkids. This is the year, isn't it? You can just feel it, guys. It's there.
If the defense has anything to say about it.
Well, here's
100%.
The thing. Ain't no if. The defense will have something to say about it.
Yes.
I mean, that's why, Figgy, that's why I am here now. Yes, you know, the bounce, the ball is oblong shaped. It could bounce the other way. Maybe they don't do it. But all things being equal, this is the kind of year that comes along for some of us once in a lifetime after 41 years covering sports in this town and elsewhere.
Just keep that one stock loaded. I like that.
All right. Before we get to the I know it's going to happen. Lopez, you're going to jinx. No.
From the 7-1-3.
Yeah.
Damn it, Lopez. Okay, why you want to go and put the bad juju on these Texans?
I want that.
We
seven,
don't look ahead.
You telling
one
everybody.
One game at a time.
You telling everybody it's a perfect game.
One game at a time.
I want that.
Hey, guys, it's a perfect game going on right now.
I want that 7-1-3 to explore his feelings, to explore his emotions. Does he think it's not going to happen?
Or she.
Or does he or she think that this team is not equipped because they ain't no if in this defense?
That's the thing.
They ain't no if in this defense.
And maybe in order to placate the 7-1-3 and everyone else that feels like the 7-1-3 there, we don't have to look forward in this moment. Obviously, there's opportunities to, and there will be. Fewer than normal because obviously we are already on a Tuesday and you will be back playing football on Sunday in New England. We'll talk about that as we have 4 hours to break down all the things here. I just want to look back towards this game, and in looking back at this game, that was easily the best defensive performance that I've seen from this franchise. And if we want to get spicy with it, it is on a top 5 list of best performances that I've seen in my lifetime in the postseason defensively.
Yeah.
That was a massacre. You realize that the Steelers got 3 turnovers, which we will discuss. They scored 3 points off of those.
Yeah.
And so outside of turnovers, right, first and foremost, let's just stop. 3 points off of 3 turnovers.
Yes.
Playing football is insane behavior.
Yes.
That is insane behavior. On top of that, outside of turnovers, if you somehow were able to make it so that this game you continued to have the continued success of not turning the football over, following that game plan, they would have had 3 points, period.
Yes,
in this football game, at home.
Look, man, I watched the 85 Bears. I covered the 2000 Ravens. This is a performance. And history in the rest of the season will dictate if they end up in that caliber. But this was a performance that took a back seat to no one ever. This performance yesterday. I mean, 14 points the defense scored. How many did the offense score? The defense gave up 3 points. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter were absolute legendary. Jalen Petrie was a monster. I mean, at every level, in every way. Kamari Lassiter, Azeez Al-Shaair, Henry Toa-Toa, Derek Stingley, DK, you know, against what he did against DK Metcalf. Dude, I think I just rattled off 8 names right there. That's not even counting some of the other players that we saw, putting forth incredible performance. Listen, people, Houston, I'm talking to you. It's okay to think it, man. It's okay to feel it. It's okay to say it out loud. This is a team that, and I'll say it again because I like the way you put that, you know, if the defense continues. They ain't no if. This defense can dial it up week in, week out. And how do we know that? Because they have.
They have. He keeps doing it. I love it. Mm-hmm. There's just so many different ways to slice it. This, mm-hmm. I know I have on good authority that people around the league are looking at this defense and going, this is one of the greats.
Yes.
And this performance absolutely solidifies that. I told you I was getting people calling me as mm-hmm. if I did something just for having an association yeah. with this Texans team and this defense. Per Next Gen Stats, Texans defense generated a negative 33.4 EPA, the fewest by any playoff defense in the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know who the top defenses are by EPA? Texans last night, Texans in 2024 versus the Chargers, the Rams in 2024 versus the Vikings, and the Texans in 2023 versus the Cleveland mm-hmm. Browns. Like, this is legitimately a lineage, mm-hmm. and this is a peak on that lineage for this defense. I could throw a whole bunch of other numbers at you here. A quarterback passer rating, if a QB just threw every pass straight into the stands, mm-hmm. would be a 39.6. Remember that number? All right, good. When it came to the passer rating when targeting Houston Texans defenders in the playoffs, and this is dating back since last year as well,
mm-hmm.
versus Kalen Bullock is a 33.3. Versus Derek Stingley is a 17.2. Versus Kamari Lassiter is a 6.3.
Yeah.
Like, I could cut this. I still got more in the tank. Just let me know if you want to hear more of these. This defense, specifically in this game, mm-hmm. but what's beautiful is this is not anomalous because of the way right. that you could look at
right.
the way that they've played over the last few years and the way that it stacks up across the last decade, maybe plus, of things in the National Football League. This is one of, if not the best,
mm-hmm.
that we have ever seen. And we've tried to dance around it because you'd never want to be, as you said, swept up in the moment. You never want to look around.
I'm not.
But if you plant your feet firmly,
yeah.
if you steady your mind, if you try and take account, you still look up, you see that this Texans defense is the cream of the crop, as evidenced by the fact that they got annoyed at some point and mm-hmm. said, bleep it, I will do it myself.
Yes. Yes. Look, I slept on it. You know, I'm not just coming in here, you know, drunk in victory, talking about, out of my keister, as you like to say.
That's right.
No, I slept on it. I thought about it. I went back and looked at some of these, and you just went through some numbers that are absolutely astounding.
I got more.
But here's the thing. I know, you know, Figgy knows. We all know what we saw. We know what we saw, you know, trusting our eyes. This was a number that I came across last night as well. You know, playoff teams that have scored a touchdown on a fumble return and an interception return, last time it happened, 1948.
Is that good?
1948 is the last time that happened. It's okay. Say it out loud, man. The numbers are astounding. Understand how uncommon this is. And when it's that uncommon, you can do extraordinary things. Like make this the year, finally. It is that, you know, I think it was after week 6 or 7 or whenever it was. I said, boy, this team can beat anybody with this defense.
You did.
We know now.
Well, it wasn't 6 or 7 because 6 was a bye week and 7 was the week in which they lose.
All right, it was in the middle of the season.
But it might have been after the Bills win,
yeah.
Thursday night Bills win.
Yeah.
Where, and I think that's when a lot of people around the nation
mm-hmm.
took note
yeah.
really and truly of just how dominant this Texans defense is capable of because they punished.
They absolutely
punished Josh Allen.
They did.
Game. Was it something like 8 sacks? It felt like it.
And yeah, I think it was 8. And since that moment, they've only gotten better. They've gotten more confident. We're going to hear from D'Amico and Azeez and a lot of guys on the side. Will Anderson here as the show progresses. But not only that, they've gotten more confident and they're on a better roll. They also truly, truly understand how to beat anyone. They've faced every style, every quarterback. That was a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback they faced last night. I get the quarterback was, you know, not.
There's some caveats on both of those, but yeah.
Yeah, there's some caveats there. And they just absolutely took their soul.
This is, you know, one of the things I love about this defense is also what you know of them, you can depend on.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in a cavalier way.
Mm-hmm.
There are really good teams in this sport that still, you know, fall victim to the any given Sunday mantra, right? You can have really good performers on a particular moment fall flat. For the most part, by and large, and I would say with something like 96, 97% accuracy,
mm-hmm.
you can depend on what you expect from this defense being what you get. I told you last week, and I said it, I was pretty confident when it came to this matchup with the Steelers because what the Steelers like doing offensively is getting the ball out quickly to their playmakers in space and letting them do stuff. Mm-hmm. And I knew that this Texans team, they do a great job of triggering. They do got great job of rallying to the football and tackling. And boy, did they.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that Kenny Gainwell hate his life right now.
The tackling was, and Jalen Petrie, I know Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, what was it, 17 pressures, something like that.
Something silly.
Just silly what he did. Jalen Petrie and Kamari Lassiter, when they just touched you, you were down. You're down. As soon as they touch you, you're down. Petrie was, I thought it was his best game I've ever
Petrie
seen.
Petrie been playing different since he started rocking that Guardian cap, man.
Yeah,
Do you think this is like that reckless abandon? Like there's a phenomenon with safety equipment that the more safety equipment you have, kind of oddly, mm-hmm. you end up operating a little bit more reckless.
Yeah, this is like Bron with the mask. Mm-hmm. When LeBron used to rock the mask when he had the broken nose or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just played different.
Yeah.
Now, the Guardian cap look tough now just because that is a
he making it cool, man.
That is a bullet train.
I want to get the Guardian cap now, man.
He's making it cool.
Yeah.
Think he's going to be producing with a Guardian cap on.
Yeah.
Although I might end up looking like Petr Cech. Not that very many people know that reference, but yeah.
Yes. But look, man, look, we understand. Oblong shaped ball. CJ Stroud, we'll get to that. The offense, you know, and other factors. Maybe you just have a bad day. I get it. But again, all things being equal, who beats this team?
Themselves.
Yeah. That's it.
The answer is themselves. Because you have a rock mm-hmm. like the Texans defense.
Mm-hmm.
I will bring you back to the words of a very a brilliant philosopher, modern philosopher in his time, one Stafford's own Jalen Petrie, who said once that God is the greatest and the Texans defense is maybe second. And you know what? He had a point.
He did have a point.
He had a point.
Yeah.
So there you go. Just getting started on a victory reaction Monday as your Texans put a definitive 30-6 whooping on the Steelers to move themselves into the divisional round of the playoffs. They are now part of the Final Eight, baby. They're part of the Final Eight, and they'll be playing the divisional round game on Sunday at 2 p.m. local time. We'll talk about that. But coming up next, I would like to make an argument here, John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
The argument being that was one of the most encouraging, if not the most encouraging, offensive games for the Texans.
Mm.
I will attempt to make that case next.